All right, so it's one time I'm on a highway. Anytime I get money, for the most part, before I do anything, pay bills, do anything, I take a portion of the first fruits and I just give it to God. Mm-hmm. So I had that portion in my pocket, but it was in a single bill. And I remember getting on the highway. I don't know what it is with me when I pass homeless people. Mm-hmm. I don't like to have my music loud and bumping. I don't know why. If I'm bumping, boom, boom, and I'm driving, if I see a homeless person, I always turn my music down. Mm. I know it's probably crazy, but I don't know. I think it's a form of just humbling yourself okay. to people that's in humbling times. Psychologically, though, I don't have it in me to just be partying. I guess even the Bible says mourn with those who are mourning and things like that. Like, you know, it's better to go to funerals than parties and celebrations, because it's just better to mourn with those who are mourning than just, you know, mm-hmm. both is good, but, you know. So I'm on the highway. I see two homeless dudes. One homeless dude, you know, he got his son. Then I'm thinking, like, dang, I should have gave him. But then it was another homeless dude, and I'm like, I'm about to give it to him. But then I'm like, nah, because if I give it to him, the other dude ain't going to have. Mm. I ended up passing him. So okay. I'm like, dag, I prayed. When you don't know what to do, you just pray. I prayed. I said, God, I forgot verbatim. But basically, I'm about to hop back off this highway, and the first person I see that needs, like, you guide me to them. So now that I'm praying, I have the faith. Mm. God is sovereign. There's no such thing as a coincidence. So when I pray, this person I see, I'm going to know that's the one you told me to give to. I'm driving now. I'm in Atlanta. I don't see nobody. There's people outside. I see nobody in need that visibly that looks like they're in need. I'm saying everybody needs something, though. We all need Christ. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving. And I prayed, and before I know it, I'm coming up to, I forget the street, but it's I'm probably on Peach Street. It's a BP right before, it's by the Crown Plaza.
Okay.
I'm by the BP, but before I get to the BP, that's a busy street. I see a homeless lady with a burgundy dirty coat on, right? She's talking to somebody, to one car. The traffic kind of stopped. I definitely stopped my car. I see this lady really pleading with somebody in a car, and they pulled out a single dollar bill. They still gave. Mm-hmm. It was what they gave. You don't know what they had to give, but they stopped. They gave her a dollar bill. Okay. Here's this lady really begging, and she got a dollar from that begging. I call her while she's talking to the lady. Like, she turns around. She has the Bible gripped in her hand. Facts. She got a Bible gripped. And I asked God, like, let me give it to one of your sheep. I'd rather, and that's one thing. Give because you give. God will reward that. But in our heart of hearts, we be wanting to give the people where it's going to count. And we don't want to just give to somebody who going to just vainly use it. Yeah. But people deserve to use it for what they want to use it for. You don't get to dictate that, because you didn't always use your money for the things of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're not the judge of that. Let God, you know. But she turns around with her Bible, man. She pulled up, and I gave her what I gave her, and I told her who it came from. And she cried. I hugged her, grabbed her head, and she just yelled out, "My royal family," or something like that. Like, you know, white lady. Mm. She said, "You need to read this book. So-and-so, I forget the book name. The black people are the true people of God. I love Jesus Christ." And I made sure I stopped her. And I said, "The true chosen people of God are those who accept his son, Jesus Christ. Those who have faith in the one whom he sent. That's who his chosen is." And I made sure I reiterated that, like, "Yo, you hear me?" She said, "I do. And I truly do love and trust him." Mm. But that alone, like, just to tell people it was him.
Yeah.
You just prayed, You know, bro, I got locked up recently. They had to change me for something petty, dumb. That wasn't really my fault, but I take all accountability. Mm-hmm. It was something on the court's behalf that they messed up, but whatever, it got sorted out. I had to go from one jail to another jail. The first jail I was in, they had me in a holding cell for like 48 hours. From there, then they moved me to population, 23-1 lockdown, right? The dude that I was in a cell with, shout out my bro, he was a believer. And it's so funny because he wasn't well-versed in the Bible, but you know God's spirit when you witness mm-hmm. God's spirit. Mm-hmm. He knew everything there was to know about Jesus. But he wasn't well-versed in the Bible, which means God has already been working in his life.
Yeah.
Just to have a convo with him, and he knows the things of God. Mm. Everything the Bible says, it's in his heart already. That's how it was when I first came to the Bible and really read it too. It only confirmed what God already revealed to me in my heart. Mm. But now, it ain't even about that. That made our time easier because all we would do is talk about the Lord. Then go back and talk about rap and this, that, and the third. He's older than me. Dominican dude. You know what I mean? Then talk about rap and this, that, and the third. Whatever. I get to the second jail. They were supposed to release me, but the clerk left early, so I had to spend the night there.
Wow.
It's cold in where they had me at. So I said, look, I'd rather just, instead of waiting until tomorrow, just give me a suit and put me in a cell somewhere because it's cold up here. I get back to the cell. It's crazy because me and dude lock eyes before I get in the cell. Like, I'm just paraphrasing. It's a long story short. I look, he do like this, I do like this. The guard open the door, they close it. I see a book by his bed. So in my eyes, I'm like, everything happens because God will send you to where he sends you. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm not there because of the petty thing that happened. I'm there because that's where God will have me to be right now. Mm-hmm. You could have went home. Mm-hmm. Who you think allowed the clerk to leave?
Right.
Your job ain't done here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, maybe. And that's just how I think. You got citizenship and you got agentship. I'm always thinking like an agent for the kingdom. It's bigger than us. There's a reason God will have us where we at. I see dude, I get in the cell. I see a book by his bed. I'm thinking it's a Quran. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is why God sent me. This dude belongs to Christ, but I gotta come and
speak.
I don't know what I'm about to say, but the Lord will tell me in that moment. You just gotta be willing and God will do the rest.
Yeah.
He not gonna do nothing with somebody who's not willing. As long as you're willing, and he's God, he can do what he want. But, you know, so it's a Bible though. So I said, Yo, you believe in Christ? You believe in Jesus? That's what I say. You believe in Jesus? Because everybody can say Christ. I'm not taking nothing if you say Christ, but Christ means Messiah. Mm-hmm. Jesus said a lot of false Christ would come. Mm-hmm. A lot of false messiahs.
Yeah.
I don't think he said a lot of false Jesuses, but a lot of false Christ, like messiahs. I could be wrong, but, you know. But I'm like, you believe in Jesus? So he was like, yeah. Where you from? From Detroit. All right, I'm from the Bronx. He said, all right, say that. We good then. Cool. So from there, he's, you know, we got to make our bed or whatever. Like, he's showing me how to, you know, yo, he's still laying down, but he pulled he had a towel on his face because they don't shut the lights off in the cell. So he like, yeah, you just got to da-da-da-da-da, do this. I'm like, yo, bro, I ain't even worried about that, bro. I'm here for you. That's why God sent me. So what's up? Like, from there, he get up, he looking. I grabbed his Bible. He opened the Bible. Mind you, I'm just sent. That's it. Like, yeah. I'm no better than him.
Right.
But in this moment, I'm sent. So I open the Bible. I go strictly into who Jesus is. I didn't just go into the Bible, but the personhood of Jesus. Sovereignty of Jesus.
Okay.
The beginning of Jesus' natural being is not the flesh.
Right.
A lot of people be like, yeah, yo, you believe in that man or it's just a man. How could a man? You got to remember, before Jesus came in the flesh, he's always been.
Mm-hmm.
He has no beginning or end.
John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Not was a God, but he was God.
Mm-hmm.
Go further down. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
So we first got to see who Jesus is. All right. Now, let's see why he came. You know, we walking through it. This, that, and the third. A lot of people get discouraged by their deeds. Yeah, if you know better, you do better. But it looks different for everybody. And you can't put a timeline on how long somebody's in something or they're fighting or struggling something. You can never put a time on that.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is pray for them and help them. But Jesus is the focus. So once I go into that, I now show him the personhood of Jesus. And then from there, we start running through Romans. We go to Romans 1 and we see how the world reacts even with the knowledge they have. Then we see Romans 2. Who are you to say this, though? Because you do the same things. Then we go to Romans. We go to 7. Paul's saying, the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I hate doing, I find myself doing. Not I did it, but I find myself doing. Who's going to save me from this? Then we go to Romans 8. But you can walk a different way if you... So we run through a whole lot. And it's like, he's like, yo, bro. It's crazy because God only sent me there to reassure him that no matter what he did, there's one sin you can't be forgiven for, and that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All other sins will be forgiven, and don't beat yourself up to the point where you feel like God turned his back on you and he's done with you, and he washed his hands with you. You'll know. See, a lot of times God will send you somewhere and don't give you the details. But as he's working through you, you yourself even feel and notice God working. Certain things you said didn't come from your intellect, and you like, all right, Lord, that's why you sent me here. Cool, I got you. Now we're going to press deeper. And he just like, yo, bro, it's crazy because my court date today, it ain't go well. I felt like this was God. He was just, yeah, God will discipline us. But I felt like God was just done with me, bro, and this, that, and the third. And I, before I laid down, like 15, 20 minutes before you came here, I prayed to God and told him, just like, just show me, like, just please. And it's about 2, 3 in the morning. You pray that prayer, and an inmate just happened to pull up the yub bunk.
Right.
Out the blue, just fell from the sky. Like, yo, what up, bro? You believe? Yeah, yo, bro, he sent me here for you. Let's chop it up. That is, because he did it for me a lot of times.
Okay.
It's times I pray, I don't know where I'm going, I'm here, I'm there, I'm by myself. God has sent somebody miraculous, like, nah, bro, you good. Let's just go this way. And it's like, who are you? You look again, where did he go? God to do that.
Yeah.
So to be used in a moment for him to use you to do that, it shows God is God. He does what he want, how he want, when he want to do it.
Right.
And you can't even get the glory for it.
Not at all.
So it's like, I just want to be used, and I thank God when he does use me because it just shows how majestic he is. And yeah, man, God is powerful, bro.
All powerful.
He's no respecter of person.
My brother, well, there you have it, Rapzilla, on the second installment of Stock Riser, where people making great strides in the hip-hop community, but more importantly, advancing the kingdom. So thank you for coming out, Will.
My man.
Love is love.
Yes, sir. Love.
Appreciate you. Salute.